Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Well, today I want to talk to just those ladies who are haunted by the OFSH.
What do you mean, haunted by the OFSH?
Why, the old-fashioned soap habit. You know, some women just can't seem to throw off the habit of using the same old-fashioned granulated soaps year after year.
Well, what can you do about that?
Oh, plenty. I just tell them about Mew Does, the new kind of granulated soap. You see, Does does all three kinds of wash, from dirty wet shirts and heavy towels to rayon undies.
What? But you don't mean there's a new granulated soap safe enough for rayon slips and it will get my towels white, too?
Well, I certainly do. Does everything in the wash.
My, well, I don't wonder some ladies find that hard to believe.
Well, maybe you've got that old-fashioned soap habit, too, but just you try Mew Does, and you'll find it's different from any of the other leading granulated laundry soaps you've been using.
How's that?
Because Does is so much safer. Safer for all the pretty colors and your nice rayon slips and lingerie.
Mm.
Get this same Does. Get those towels of yours really white.
Well, they'll have to be just dazzling white to suit me.
They will be. In fact, you've never seen whiter washes than Mew Does gives you. Why, Does gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
Now, look, if that means lots of scrubbing, I'm not interested.
But there's no hard scrubbing, no boiling either. Why, no soap made gets clothes white easier than Mew Does.
Well, say, I guess this new Does really must be different.
It is. Just you try Does, and you'll see it's a really new kind of granulated soap. Not just a new improvement of an old soap. Why, even the suds are different.
How's that?
Well, because Does makes more suds, even in the hardest water, than any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps. And Does gives you suds that build up faster and last longer. So, just look for that big red and white box today. And next wash day, let Does do everything. Now, the Goldbergs. Molly's beginning to feel like a general who ordered her troops into battle, and then found that the struggle is taking place in another way entirely. Having freed Margaret Way of her burden of bitterness, Molly finds that Edward Way is not at all prepared to take his former wife back, and most important, unwilling to take a beginning from his old past. Way still wants to marry Oriane. And right now, Oriane's listening to a tirade from Dr. Cater. Off in another room, Chris's voice keeps rising and falling while Molly just looks at the dishes in her sink.
Oh, Claudia, heaven, look how my mind's not clear. Rosalie?
Uh-huh.
You're back again.
I forgot something.
This is the second time you forgot something?
Why
again? Is that Katie still here?
You know this person.
Why, Well, let me tell you.
Oh, wait, open the door.
Towards me.
Yes,
towards
me.
If you want an itemized list, I can give it to you. I can start all the way back to the first day I saw you. I assure you that was a calamity,
Oriane.
Yes, you've been that to everyone for since you away. And I don't know how much of the pity you had for him was self-pity for yourself. Yes, the blonde heroine of Lastonbury, yes.
Okay. Guess what you've forgotten? Go to school. Yes, will you, me?
Well, don't. Stand there like a mute. Say something. I'm talking to you. In fact, this may be the last time I will talk to you.
Give me my dish towel.
I'll wipe the dishes.
Don't wipe the dishes. Get what you forgot and go to school.
But I'm late now, Mama.
Early or late, get what you forgot and go to school.
Hey, it's too late for my first class, Mom.
Don't start with me, please.
It's too late for
my first
class.
Don't let Mr. Way on. He decided he was in love with you because you made it easy for him. You created this whole situation. Pity. Why didn't you have some pity for Mrs. Way, for David, for me? Why didn't you have some pity for me? Come to think of it, I was the one who needed it most.
Mr. Way would be here any minute,
yes.
Ma.
Mr. Way, how do you know?
I saw him up the road.
Well, then,
Mama, darling, if Mrs. Way leaves, then everything will be over. Oriane will marry Mr. Way, and all you're trying to do won't mean a thing.
Well,
that.
Mom,
well,
hard to stand there, like that.
Well, if I could only hear.
I'm so amazed, Oriane. You know what you should do? You've got to speak to Mrs. Way. You've got to make it perfectly clear, or else all this sacrifice, which you're enjoying so much, will be wasted.
Oh. Jake?
Yes.
Jake, what are you doing back from the mill?
How is it that you're still here?
Who, Jake?
I forgot something, Pa.
You forgot something before also.
All right,
sir. Rowena Willoughby is standing in the road waiting for you. Get what you forgot and go. What are you doing with a dish towel in your hands? What are you doing home?
Pa, I was helping Mama with the dishes, Pa.
I'm here. I'll help her.
Get what you forgot and go, Rosie.
Oh, I'm to be stupid. Oh. Really. sell themselves, and you, Orianne...
What's going down?
I am that remarkable art. You act as like a 16-year-old girl who just saw the latest Joan Crawford picture. In all my experience as a doctor, I haven't seen anything as wildly romantic and superbly foolish as your conduct.
Take everything down in short, Aunt Molly. Give Rosa the minutes to read when she comes back.
Goodbye, Mama.
Goodbye.
Coming?
You're going?
What then? I'm staying?
The most trouble in the world, Orianne, doesn't come from the wicked people, but the good-hearted ones like you. You're so generous for one single person's happiness that you're quite willing to wreck the futures of millions of others. I said millions. You're like all sentimentalists. You can cry on the drop of a hat, but you wouldn't have a thinking of picking up the hat, no?
Molly, please. Whatever you have to do, no matter how much you have to mix and mingle, finish this up, please. Let my pressure be home at home again, please.
Well, I'm very glad now you didn't accept. And that offer has been permanently withdrawn. Permanent.
Rosie, you have enough. Come.
Goodbye, Ma.
Goodbye.
Yes, I do mean it, Orianne. And now I think I've said just about enough. I said every single thing I can think of, and a few more. And I wish I could think of a few more. Yes, and...
Well, goodbye, Mrs. Gilbert.
Dr. Cater, why do you make things more difficult for us?
For who?
For Orianne. Please, Dr. Caden, go in and tell her. Tell her that you love her. She still loves you, I know, and you know it, too. Go in and tell her before Mr. Ray comes in, and all will be too late. Please, Dr. Caden. Oh, Mr. Ray?
Mrs. Goldberg, please. Would you please go inside and see if you can comfort Orianne?
What's wrong with Orianne?
You are. Will you go in, Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes.
Excuse me,
just a moment, Mr. Way.
Excuse me.
Will you please try to tolerate me for just a few minutes? Then you can do what you feel like. You can even go to the devil for all I care.
I don't need your help, Dr. Cater. There's nothing wrong with me.
Nothing wrong with you? You mean there's nothing right with you? You're a twisted mass of repressions. You're bound and tied so that you can't act decently or honorably or intelligently.
You mean I don't have sense enough to recognize that you've resented me all along because Orianne preferred me to
you?
I'm
not talking about Orianne's feelings, but yours.
I don't want to talk about my feelings to you.
No, I don't blame you. You might find out how incredible they are. I suppose, Mr. Way, you're laboring under the delusion that you're in love with Orianne.
And you're laboring under the delusion that she's in love with you.
I know she is. But it's you I want to talk about.
Well, I don't.
Just a minute, Mr. Way. Will you please come back? Thank you very much. It won't take long, you know, to tell you the truth.
I mistrust your version of the truth.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're afraid to hear it. I could have told it to you the first day, but I was being too much the doctor and not enough the man.
Oh. Is this supposed to be man to man in the Greek tradition?
Yes, if you like. I want to give you a diagnosis of your case. It'll prove conclusively that you are not in love with Orianne. What you're in love with is irresponsibility. You're a coward. You're afraid to face your past.
Can't you write that down and mail it to me, Dr. Cater? It doesn't seem to be important at the moment.
Oh, it will be in a moment. Mr. Way, when you married your former wife, you were a very ambitious man. The world was your oyster, and you were going to swallow it whole. And in the process of gobbling up personal power, you ruined her life. You ruined the love she had for you, and you finally ruined yourself. And ended up in prison with a 3-year sentence. Well, that took the starch out of you. You came out a man who wanted to escape from life. You wanted to live in secret, surrounded by easy things. You wanted a simple thing to hold on to, so you wouldn't have to face this world which and so completely licked you. Then along came Orianne, and you felt that she would be the way out. Oh, just imagine peace and security of just a simple love affair. That was an easy thing. And so deep down in your subconscious, you invented the fantasy of this great love for Orianne. You clung to her like a child does to its mother. You invented the love, and you invented the security. And now when you have an opportunity to meet reality again, you're trying to turn away. You love escape, not Orianne, and you're sacrificing her to your fear of life.
That won't make you happy, Mr. Way. Only facing the problems of life, facing and solving them, leads to real peace. You must return to reality, to the world, to life among men. And that, my dear Mr. Way, means with Margaret. It means where you first started and failed. Only this time, you see, you can know what your mistakes have been. And you can walk with honor and courage instead of like the man you were. Well, that's your choice. Take it or leave it.
And for all his anger and for his own personal relation to Oriane, Chris finally spoke with the truth and dignity that's his real character. But how the truth will appear to Mr. Way is quite another matter. But it's the one matter that Way has to face. Say, did you know that at last something's been done to bring dishwashing right up to date? Yep, there's no more need to struggle with those old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean those mile bar soaps that don't have real speed, or those tough granulated soaps that cheat you on safety for your hands. Well, the 1942 answer to such halfway soap is New Does. You know, this new kind of granulated soap does everything in your wash. And believe me, Does has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Now, just notice how nice and soft and smooth your hands feel after you start doing dishes with Does. Why, Does is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet, Does speeds through dishes like a whirlwind. There's no hard scouring, not even for tough grease. Yes, those busy suds will prove there's nothing halfway about new Does. Try it tonight. Does has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Golder, written for you by Gertrude Burt. Next time, Way makes his final choice with Oriane. And Molly finds the struggle coming to an end. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.